This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Noel Coward was a famous playwright in England, and according to Rick Ezell, a minister in Greer, South Carolina, he sent an identical note to 20 of the most famous people in London. Noel Coward's note simply read this: "Everybody has found out about what you are doing. If I were you, I would leave town right away. Everybody has found out what you were doing. If I were you, I would get out of town right away." Supposedly, all 20 people left town. All 20. And then Rick Ezell, in commenting on this little incident, says this: "What if you opened your mail one day and found such a note in your mail? What would race through your mind? Income tax you failed to report? The time you spent doing something you know you're ashamed of to this day? The expense account you overinflated? The lies you told about an honest, hardworking individual? The misrepresentation of facts you informed a potential client?" And he said that all of us can flood through our memories and sift through our minds what we might bring to mind if we were told, "Everybody knows what you're doing or knows what you've done. You better get out of town." Today I want to talk to you about the power of the release of guilt by the Lord Himself. Because the Lord has the power, and He's the only one I know of that has the authority and the capacity and the wherewithal and the willingness to say, "I forgive you. I forgive you of your sin." I want to talk about the last verse I read in chapter 38, verse 4. "My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear." I want you to write this in your notes: God will never let you drown in your despair if you come to Him. He will never let you drown in your despair. Guilt does have power. Guilt is a sense of dread over the past. And guilt can be like a phantom pain. If you've ever known someone who's lost a limb, an amputee, and they talk about phantom pain, they are talking about actually feeling pain in the limb that isn't there. Never knew anything about it until my brother-in-law, who was a sergeant with Cincinnati Police Department, lost a leg at the prime of his career. And I remember the day when he was grimacing in pain, and I said, "Phantom pain?" He said, "Yeah, phantom pain." He said, "It's awful. Feeling pain in a limb that doesn't exist, it's gone." But he felt tremendous pain in the leg that had been amputated, in the area of that leg. And so it is, guilt is like phantom pain. It haunts you. And guilt is dread over the past. And isn't it good to know that the Lord says, "I'll never let you drown in your despair. I'll give you relief from it"? Because that's what David found out in verse 1 of chapter 34. "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." The word "forgiven" means to lift away. The Lord lifts away the guilt of our sin, and only He has the capacity to do that. I remember hearing about a woman by the name of Marg Honita Lasky, who was one of England's best-known novelists. She was a secular humanist and avowed atheist. Shortly before she died, in a moment of candor in a television interview, she said, "What I envy about Christians is forgiveness. I have no one to forgive me." I want you to go home with today, you do have somebody who said, "I will forgive." The Lord God Almighty commits to you because of what happened on the cross. And 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He," meaning Christ, "is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Listen to this. That's either true or it's a lie. If it's a lie, it's one of the biggest lies that's ever been foisted on mankind. But if it's true, it's one of the greatest truths in your life and mine. If we confess.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.